Okay. So Gemara in Chaf Aleph and Beis is trying to bring rayas. If we hold kafs as zakuka, kafs ain zakuka, person's menorah goes out, do you have to relight it or not? You have a chiyuv to keep it lit after you lit it once. So the Gemara's maskana is kafs ain zakuka. Halakha is a mitzvah, and after halakha is a mitzvah, kafs ain zakuka, if it goes out, even though it didn't burn for the proper shear, you're ready to yotzi a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to relight the menorah. Gemara asks the kasha, how can you say kafs and zakukla? The chayyim prefers in the brayso that kafs and zakukla. The Gemara brings a brayso. Shtein brayso mitzvasa mishetishka hachamo. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is mishetishka hachamo. Atchutichla regel min hashuk. So the Gemara assumes that means mishetishka hachamo atchutichla regel min hashuk. I have a chiyuv to make sure it stays lit. So even if it goes out, I have a chiyuv to relight it. Kafs and zakukla. The Gemara says no. Oyelam kafs ain zakukla. So what's this brayso talking about? So the Gemara says two tirutzim. The Eloi Adlik Madlik, Ina Mili Shira. And two tirutim, basically the side of these halachas of Tavre Shem Beis, the halacha of when to light nearest Chanukah and how long you have to be lit for. So what does it mean, Eloi Adlik Madlik? So the first teretz is saying that it's not Kavsa Ein Zakla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. The Bryce is just telling us, if you didn't light, at this point, you should still light until Techlerek. I mean, you should. Zman hadlaka is at Shkiyas Chama, Misha Tishka Chama, and if you didn't light, you could still light till Techa Regal. Actually, after Techa Regal, that's it, you lost. You lost out on the mitzvah, it's already past the Zman. Inami Lishi'ura, second Teretz of the Gemara is, when you light, how long does it have to be lit for the time it takes from Shkiyas Chama till Techa Regal, that's the Shia, that's the amount of time it has to be lit for, but Lav Dafka at any specific time. So these are the two Tirutzim of the Gemara. So, Lamaiso, Lahalacha, we pass in both Tirutzim, at least Lachatchila. And Lachatchila, the mitzvah, the zman for mitzvah Ner Chanukah is mishetishka hachamo, and lechatchila it's ad shetichla regel min hashuk, at least lechatchila, maybe even b'di'evad. So what does this mean, mishetishka hachamo? So l'maisa, there's big machlokas rishonim, and hagam that kind of like we saw last week by the makom hadlaka, hagam that there seems to be a pretty clear hachrof from Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, the achrayim already quote and bring the other shitas in the rishonim, and there are various shitas, lamaisa, how lamaisa do we pass, and how lamaisa, when lamaisa light, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, not like Shulchan Aruch. So it's like this, shitas Rabbeinu Tam, it's in Tosis and a few places in Sefer Yashar, and Tosis and Menachas and Daf Chof. So Rabbeinu Tam has a diuk, that the Lashon of the Gemara is not Mishkiya Sechama, but Mishatishka Achama. So Rabbeinu Tam is Medayik, that it's a Shina Lashon, Shkiya Sechama and Mishatishka Achama. And Tosis learns that it's a Nafgamino, the beginning, what Tosis calls the beginning of Shkiya and the end of Shkiya, Tchila Shkiya and Soif Shkiya. Meaning Shkiyas Achama, that's the beginning of Shkiya. That's when maybe the sun sets, or the truth is Rabbeinu Tam and the Bali Tosis are really referring to something else. They're referring to Shkiyas Shnia. But either way, Shkiyas Achama means the beginning of Shkiya, and Misha Tishka Achama is referring to the end of Shkiya, to Soif Shkiya, which is really Tzeisa Kechavim. So that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that when the Gemara says Misha Tishka Achama, it means Tzeisa Kechavim. Over there it's talking about different inyanim, but L'mais the Tosis tells to Chanukah. So by Chanukah also, the Zman for Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is Tzeisa Kechavim, which is Soif Shkiya, the end of Shkiya, which Tosis says that Tzeisa Kechavim. Tzeisa Kechavim, Lafi Tosis. So Misha Tishka is Soif Shkiya, which Lafi Tosis is Soif Shkiya Shnia. So, and Tosis there says that Raya, and then Tosis also says, and by Ner Chanukah's time it's a Sfarah, because to light any time for Tzeisa Kechavim is a problem of Shai Gabatiya or Mai Mahani, because you can light during the day, there's no piercing, you can't see anything, it's like light, a torch in mid-daylight doesn't help you for anything. So Huadin, that was Tosis's other Hechacha, that Ner Chanukah has to be lit, Dafka by Tzeisa Kechavim. So these are the two Hechachas of Tosis, and that Shita's Tosis. Now, Maisa, that's what's passing over here in Shulchan Aruch, in Madlik, and Erchanukah, Kem Shetishka Chama, Ela Im Soifshki Asa, Soifshki here first too, Tzeisa Kechavim. So, Lamaisa, like Tosis, a lot of Rishonim, Paskin, like Tosis, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Sefer Manik, Chumash Hadeshin, says like Tosis, and basically all these Rishonim are going Bechlal with the whole sheet of the Balei Tosis, that the way the end of the day works is that what we call Shkia, which is when the sun disappears, that's the Shkia Rishonim, and at that point it's still Halachic day, and after Shkia Rishonim you have, let's just say, the way Rabbeinu Tam says it, you have Berach an hour, and then Shkia Shnia. That's the beginning of Shkiyah Shnia, and then Soif Shkiyah Shnia is Tzeisa Kechavim. So the Balei Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch here going with the Rosh and the Mordechai, paskening that's the proper Zman for Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is at Tzeisa Kechavim. So let's say we would take accept the Shita as a Dover Mocha. We'd accept what it says in Shulchan Aruch, paskening Tzeisa Kechavim. So then it should be relatively Pashut when to light nearest Chanukah. L'maisa, even if, and we don't, but even if we would accept the sheet of Shulchan Aruch as conclusive and as hachra in this halacha, it's still ma'aseh very unclear if you want to be Yotze, the sheet of Tosis, the light at Tesek Chavim, when is Tesek Chavim? So why is that? So Lamai says, what would the Pashas would be if you look in other places in Shulchan Aruch, and many places in Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchas Shabbos, and Reish Lamechalf, so Mashmos of Tosis is, and Mashmos, that's how the Mechaber Paskins, that we Paskin like a Beinu Tam. The Beinu Tam sheet is that basically from the beginning of Shkia Rishayna until Tzitzik Chavim is Dalet Mil, a meal is Berach 18 minutes, and it comes out, the famous Shita Beinu Tam, that Tzitzik Chavim is Berach 72 minutes after Shkia. So it would seem that would be the proper time to light, 72 minutes after Shkia. After about an hour is the beginning of Shkia Shnia, Be'erach, I'm saying more or less. So after an hour is the beginning of Shkia Shnia, and Tzitzik Chavim is 72 minutes, that L'chayra, if you would do what it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you what it says here, Tzitzik Chavim, and you look in other places in Shulchan Aruch, at least most places in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like we go through Rebbeinu Tam. So 72 minutes, you should let me know. Elamai said, that's kach v'kach nahagu chasidim baker. Most chasidim take a light at 72 minutes. Kafi min hagam, kafi their messiahs, that they go with Rebbeinu Tam. I don't think anyone goes with Rebbeinu Tam l'kula anymore. No one does. You know, according to Rebbeinu Tam, you could do malacha after Shkia Rishon. You could do malacha officially for an hour after Shkia, until Shkia Rishon. Okay, so that already, it's niskav and klai, so to be machmer, like the other shitas. But Elamai, so, at least for this, for Dinder Rabbanan, for the proper zman, so they go glat with Rebbeinu Tam. So that would be one possibility to light at Tzitzik Chavim 72. Maisa, that's already not so pashut to do. Rav Moshe wrote this tshuva, and it's the Chaz Nishal, that Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva, where he says that Maisa, once we see B'chush, that it's fully dark, and it's fully night, and there's stars in the sky, and it's fully black in the sky, so Vada, that's Yotze Zayin Rebbeinu Tam, that is Shir Rebbeinu Tam. So Rav Moshe Marshall said that in America it's at 50 minutes. Rav Moshe held Tzitzik Chavim 50 minutes was a kiyum of Rebbeinu Tam. So, and in Eretz Yisrael, Chazanish held it was 40 minutes, because, you know, it gets darker even quicker here, so 40 minutes, when it seems to be completely dark, that's already Kiyam of Shitzer Rebbeinu Tam. So L'maisa, it's already not so posh. You want to be Yotzenayin Rebbeinu Tam, so what do you, if you can light it 72 minutes, according to the Chazanish, you already missed the Shir, according to Rebbeinu Tam. Let's assume, like the Rishoyda, when they speak about Tichel Regel, they say you have a half hour. From the beginning of this month to the end of this month, about a half hour. So we'll see, that's Mestama not again anymore. But L'maisik fi, what it says, you have a half hour. So I want to be, you'd say, Shitas Rebbeinu Tam, come on, light at 72, it's like the Chazanish, you missed it. It's already a half hour past, say Rebbeinu Tam, the Chazanish Shita. So it's already unclear at what point to light, even if you want to be Yotzei Zayin Rebbeinu Tam, say Kachavim. Do you go with Kafi Hanira Bechush? That's much earlier than 72, you go with 72 minutes. Okay. And chutz from that, L'maisa Bechlal, L'cheretz not Haba Atalia. L'maisa, we're going to, according to the sheet of Tosis, so Mishatishka Achama means Tzitzik Chavim. So then Tosis has their opinion what Tzitzik Chavim means. And like we said, so in Shulchan Aruch, in a number of places, it sounds like we go with Shitas Rebbeinu Tam, that really there's a Shkia Rishayna, then there's a Shkia Shnia, and not until 72 minutes, or according to Moshe Chaz Nish, a little earlier, 40 minutes. But L'maisa, Ki Yadua, the sheet of the Ga'inim, that the Vilna Ga'in himself brings in a number of places. And that there's a whole different mahalach in Tzitzik Chavim and Shkia Sacham, and that's basically the way that we understand, and the way that was nispashed in Klal Yisrael in the last days, that when the sun disappears, like it says on the Luchos, that's Shkia Sacham, and that's ready Shkia, and right after that starts Tzitzik Chavim, and after whatever I'm assuming the good time of Tzitzik Chavim is miyad after Ben Hashmash is miyad Tzitzik Chavim, and there's no Shkia Rishon, there's no Shkia Shnia, it's just the sun disappears, that's Shkia Ben Hashmash is Tzitzik Chavim. So L'chayr, there's a tzad that even if I accept what it says in Shulchan Aruch here, and I want to light a tzeisa kachavim, but you know, we don't accept the tzeisa Rebbeinu Tam. Maybe l'chumrum or tzeishabes mimikra din, we daven mariv after the tzeisa of the goyinim, we go with the tzeisa of the goyinim. So maybe even if I want to be mekayim what it says in Shulchan Aruch and light a tzeisa kachavim, we should go with the tzeisa of the goyinim now. Which is when, and even in that there's a shayla. What's the shayla? So Yadua, the Goyin, basically kafi the cheshbonus in the Gemara. So Chayr come out, and that's what Yadua. That's how the Goyin held that after Gimel Revi Mil, 13-14 minutes, basically a quarter of an hour, it's ready to take Chavim according to the Goyin. So Rav Moshe Red writes in Shuva, Chas V'Shalom, no one's allowed to be samech on that. No one's allowed to do malacha 13 minutes after Shkia and Matzei Shabbos unless you heard it from the Goyin himself. Rav Moshe says. So there's different shitas. Yadua, some people take out Shabbos 20, 25 minutes, 30, 35 minutes. Hakolafi, the different shitas. What do you mean? It's darker. Yeah. Well, this is the problem. I'm saying Tzeisa Kachavim, the Gemara speaks, okay, we're not going to get to Harichas here, but the Gemara describes what Tzeisa Kachavim looks like. Gimel Kachavim Beinaniyos, Hedim, Hechsef Elyon Tachtain, yeah, so 13 minutes, you look outside, it looks very light out. Okay, so this is the Shiloh. This is anyway a big Shiloh because Rebbeinu Tam said 72 minutes, Pash says he was going on Eretz Yisrael. What do you need to wait till 72 minutes Eretz Yisrael? I mean, if you look outside, it's dark way before that. So there's a whole. This is a whole sugya b'fnei atzmo. This is a whole arichos. You could spend the whole zman just on that. So, Lamaisa, so even in the Shita of Tzeisek Chachavim, so we see there's various possibilities. You can light at 72, and Kachanagwa Chasidim, you could go with the Tzeisek of Rabbeinu Tam Kafi HaMuchash, which would be 40 minutes around there, or you can go with the Tzeisek of the Gainim, which would be somewhere around 25, 30 minutes Kafi the minute. Now, Lamaisa, there are those who tell you that to say that there's a Shita in the Gemara that you light at the Tzeisek of the Gainim is a toast. As I saw B'Shem, the Baal HaLuach, Rav Chiel Michal Tukachinsky, this is what the Prushim, the Yerushalmim, who all light, they light like the Goyin, we'll see at the beginning of Shkia, so they tain it like this, that one of the tainas of Rabbeinu Tam is that the Lashon of the Gemara is Misha Tichta Achama means Teis HaKachavim. So they tain it, and L'chari Tishtaka taina, Lefi the Goyin, there's no such, Misha Tichta Achama, there's no such mashmos like means Teis HaKachavim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia is a whole Talich, there's Shkia Rishayna, then there's Tchila Shniya, then there's Seif Shkia Shniya. Shkia is a whole talich. It's not just the disappearance of the sun. It's something more than that. It's the darkness and lightness and what's happening in the sky. Means the sun disappears. That's it. So there's no tzad that Misha Tishka Achama should mean Tzeisek Chachavim of the Goyim.
Does everyone hold of a Rishon and a Shniya?
No. According to the Goyim, there's just Shkia. There's one Shkia. It doesn't even have a name. What?
How does it mean Tzeisek?
So Misha Tishka, you see there in Rabbeinu Tam, he's like being Medayik Lashon, that Shkia Sachama, that's the beginning of the Shkia. But Misha Tishka, once it already has been Shaka, that's the end of this Tahalich, the whole process of Shkia Sachama, which according to Rabbeinu Tam is Taka Gansa process, which has two parts and three parts. So this was some Yerushalmi, and I think Tukachinsky had a whole Masamatan with some the other Yerushalmi Rabbanim, that it's a toast and it's not correct. So Tachas Lamaisa, it's already. Maisa, this mahalach tlayt at the tseis of the goyim, which is erech 20, 25, 30, whatever it is. So Maisa, this is the minig of the Sfaradim in Yerushalayim, and it's already found Maisa like this in the Sfaradi Achreinim, the Ben Ishchai. I think the Kav Chaim brings such a shita. So Maisa, we mentioned that there's really another mahalach in Tosfos over there. One mahalach in Tosfos was from the lashon of Shkia and Misha Tishka. Maisa Tosfos had another hechrich over there that has to be Tosfos Kachav Misvar because Shaga Batiara. So Maisa l'chayr al that taina. Even the Goyim Mechari, we could hold that even though Gemara says Misha Tishka, we must understand it to mean Tzeisek Chachavim Alts Shai Gavatiyara. Yeah, that's the meaning of Sfarim. So that they do Kafi, whatever. Each one has, each of the Sfaradi plays can have a different shiur. What's Tzeisek Chachavim? I think Rav Avadia is even before 25. Okay. So Lamaisa, this is already the Mevucha Gedoyla if I want to be Mekayim what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I want to be Mekayim what it says in Tzeisek Chachavim, so when do I light? It's already a big Mevucha Gedoyla. We have at least three possibilities, probably more. And then come the Achreinim over here, and Mishnah Berurah, and Be'alach, and all the early Achreinim as well, the Nesikalim, and they point out that Lamaisa, the Hachra Shulchan Aruch here is not necessarily Niskabel, Aleinu, because Lamaisa is a lot of Gedoyla Rishayin, and Mishnah Berurah already points out. And like we saw last week, Gabi the Makam, lucky here also, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa, the Gedoyla Rishayin, that hold that no, that Shmisha Tishka Chama means Shkia. Now, what does it mean, Shkia? So the Mishnah Berurah brings it before Shishayim, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Meiri, that Misha Tishka Achama means the beginning of Shkia Shnia, meaning going with the whole Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a Shkia Shnia and then a Shkia Shnia. So it means the Tchila Shnia Shnia, and it's clear from Mishnah Berurah and B'Alach over here, that's what he's, when he's talking about the Sheet of Shkia Achama, of the Rashba, the Ran, and the Meiri, he's talking about Shkia Shnia, which, Kipshuto, on paper, what that means is an hour after our Shkia. 58 minutes, whatever, after Ashkia, which is the beginning of Beinash Mashiach, according to Beinu Tam, that's when right time to light would be. What do you mean? Yeah, meaning a lot of Rishonim, right, meaning there are Rishonim that go with the Mahalach of Beinu Tam in general. But in this Gemara, in Shabbos Chafal, they're not Meshubat, they have Beinu Tam's Pshat, they learn it's Shkia's Kam, means the beginning of Shkia, but which Shkia Shnia? So what would that be? So again, that would be tolling when the Tzeis of Rabbeinu Tam is. If the Tzeis of Rabbeinu Tam is at 72, so then the Tchila Shkia Shnia would be at Be'erach an hour. But if Tzeis of Rabbeinu Tam is at 40 minutes like the Chazon Ish, then it would be even earlier. So again, here also you have the same unclarity depending on when Tzeis is, when is the Tchila Shkia Shnia. And then the Mishnah Berurah here, the Mishnah Berurah, the Emes is a little misalim from the Goyin. He doesn't really speak out the Goyin so clearly, but and it's even a little bit, I saw in some of the Svarim, they tied in the Mishnah, the B'alach was a little bit misleading on this point. But if you look in the Goyin goes Kedarka B'Kodesh, and he learns like the Rishonim, that the Mashmos of the Gemara, Misha Tishka means Shkia. But the Goyin goes L'Shitasa, that he holds like the Shita of the Goyinim, that there's no Rabbeinu Tam, there's no one Shkia, two Shkia, three Shkias, it's one thing, when the sun disappears, that's Shkia. So it's like the Goyin, that's when to light nearest Hanukkah. Meaning Alpi, the Rishonim that learned the Pshat in the Gemara is Misha Tishka Chama, but with the mahalach of the goyim in says and lemaisa, so the goyim brings at one point the Rambam, that's the pashtus simus Rambam, that the Rambam says shkia sachamo, it's mashma, he only has one shkia, that shkia, first in the sefer Yireim like that. What's with Tosfos taina shagah b'tiara? So it's a merdik gezach. The Yireim says punkt vaker. that the fact that we're lighting at the first shkia, when it's still, it's a little dark, so you can see the light, but it's really a little bit shagir v'tiyaro, it's a little bit not like a normal time to light lights, so zaktu seferim, that's kufa, the biggest hacker, that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. If you'd be doing it at night, so maybe you're lighting stand lights in your house. Agamar makpid, do it in a different place, whatever it is. Zaktu reim, this is the best time to light, because there's people around, it's still a little bit light, but it's the biggest hacker that you're doing l'tzarech ha-mitzvah. So the kachi. What's that?
Gemara says shrag of the tear. It's not something Tosfos made up.
Right.
That means it's new.
Right.
It's a little dark.
Right. Something. Right. And fakir, and then you have a biggest hacker that. So this is the sheet of the gain. That that you should light and kiyadua. That's how the you know, the those who go b'tayr sagra and you know, the Yerushalmim here and a lot of people here in Yerushalayim, they go with the Minhag HaGra, and Kedua, they're very makbid, that's what they tell you, the Masoris is, that the gun was mamish makbid gomer, that it should be mamish at shkia mamish, you see people mamish, very makbid not to be a second after shkia, so that's the third shita. So Lamaisa, it's like this, the truth is, even, but that's, so Azoi, so at least if I'm a grunik, and I want to light a shkia, so at least then I have a klar mahalach, light a shkia, no problems. So my says, even b'das ha-goyin, it's a problem. Why? Because here in our chayim, by Hilchos Chanukah, the goyin says, yeah, to light by shkia, and shkia means shkia rishonah, for the goyin. My says, the goyin in Reish Samachvav, in your day, in Hilchos Mila. So over there, the goyin points out that even if you go with the goyin's mahalach and shkia, it's machlekes in the Gemara. So let's say the goyin's mahalach and shkia, so the sun disappears, that's shkia. Be'enosh mashos for 15 minutes, and then says. So the ma'aseh is the machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that whole 15 minutes is called minish mashas. Rabbi Yosi's shita is, this maskan of the Gemara, is that shkia sacham is benish mashas is keherifayin, and that keherifayin, that split second, which is called benish mashas, is after the benish mashas of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, if you're Rabbi Yosi, for that 15 minutes it's still day, and the benish mashas is only that second afterwards. How do we paskin? So the machlokes is Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. How do we paskin that? So the ma'aseh, the Gemara seems to say that we're machmer for both. So the going, so there's a shayla in different places. Are we yes machmer, not machmer? You know, like Mishnah Berurah in Reish Lamed Gimel by Mincha. So he's talking about the kulas of davening after shkia, davening mincha after shkia. So he says you can be starf daf das Rabbi Yosi. He holds that tziruf over there to daven after shkia because the after shkia, the beginning of Reish Lamed, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's still day for another 15 minutes. Fine. So this is the shayla. So Maisa the going over there in Reish Lamed Chavav. So he says, yeah, you can't light at shkia because we have to be machmer like Rabbi Yosi. It's still day. It's not Reish Lamed yet. It's not shkia. Because it's shkia de Rabbi Yosi, and over there the Goyin says you have to wait till Tzeisah Kechavim.
By Mila,
he talks about Neres Chanukah. He says explicitly that Neres Chanukah have to wait. So I looked around a little bit. It seems that the Mesoris, certainly they seem to have an unbroken tradition about this from the Talmidei Hagra, who were Miyase, the Yishuv here in Eretz Yisrael, that L'maisa the Goyin was Chayzer Deitaina, and that it's more clear in Arachayim, and that's Afanart, that's by Hilchos Chanukah. L'maisa their Mesoris says the Goyin was Chayzer, and L'maisa their Mesoris, the Metzias was Deitaina, that the Goyin L'maisa was Makrid Gomer to light right at Shkia, and L'maisa Kach Nu'agu, but Tachas Meis Medas Hagoyin itself, if we're trying to learn the Shitas Hagra from what state in his Ksavim, so then even the Shitas Hagoyin will not be so clear. So So we see there's about 300 possibilities went to light, and each one seems to have a makar and halacha. So what do you do with ma'isa? So I think what are the briskers? So the briskers taka the brisker of lit at shkia mamish right at the beginning, because I think that's because like the pashas the Rambam is taka like the gun that is shkia sachama. But we'll see in terms of that. So ma'isa zay. So someone who has a minug, like let's say someone who's a chassid, and his minug is to light it at 72. So it's pashut that there's no reason to do anything different like that, and that's a perfectly valid time to light because that's the pasha shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch says a kachavin. The pasha shulchan aruch that we go with a bainu time. The pasha is at 72 minutes. So shomai zol. There's no reason. Meaning, you know, what I'm saying is, like we discussed last week, we didn't get into this point so much that, you know, by the chassidim, there's also a minute to light inside. Even as manazah, to light on the table. So others taino that really shouldn't be saying then. Some even, you know, chashav talmidei chachamim, who that was their family's minug, and that was minug, they changed that. Because that's really, it's like hard to misyashiv the shitas ha-gemar and shulchan aruch. Mashe'en kein, lighting at 72 minutes, so pasha shulchan aruch is l'chor et seder gomer. Mi'idach kisa, someone has a messiah like the Yusham, like the Goyin, and follows the minhagim with the gross. So oichet b'seder gomer l'chor to light, to follow that minhag and to light at shkia. So mice, I think for a lot of people, it's there, if you don't have the chassidish minhag and you're taka not a grunik, so then the shaila becomes, so what's the right thing to do? It's big mavuch over here. Do you light, like it says in shulchan aruch, Mishra Berurah is bringing different shitas, not clear, machir, like this way, like that way. So what is the right thing to do if you don't have a Mesoyim Dikim Minug as to when the right time to light is? you know, I know a lot of people, I think from America, they're just misraggled to the waiting till, you know, to wait, they wait till much later, but it's not, I'm just ultimate mela, not because of any special minute, until his father comes home from work or whatever it is. So the maisa, this is the shayla. We have all these possibilities what to do. So it's yodua, the chazanish was mayruba, and this is what he did himself, said he lit 20 minutes after shkia. So the chayr at first glance is a pella, because the chayr, the chazanish managed to light at the time that's not any of the shitas. It's not shkia of the goyim. maybe, it's not even clear it's the taste of the goyim, because the taste of the goyim is a little bit later, so it should be 25 or 30, so it's not shkia, it's not the taste of the goyim, it's not the beginning of shkia shniya, it's not the taste of kachav merabinu tam. It's like he picked the one time that elamai, the pshat is hazoi, that l'chayra, what the chazanish was being marviach, is to be yoytze me'ikar hadin l'kuli alma, to chap every shita, at least to make her hadin. So why is that? So okay. So we were discussing now until now the beginning of Zman Hadlakas Neiras Chanukah, which is Mishatesh Kacham, all the different shitas and possibilities and the sub shitas and in the shitas when the right time of Mishatesh Kacham is. So what's the second chalik? Second chalik is when's the latest time to light? Ilan Ma'ilo Adlik Madlik. Latest time to light. It's Mash from the Gemara. Is actually Tichlar Regel Menashuk. So when is Tichlar Regel? When is Tichlon Regel Menashuk? So the Rambam says Tichlon Regel Menashuk is Kechetzi Shah. After Chetzi Shah, that's it. Then there's no more Regel Menashuk. And the Rambam says after that, you can't light anymore. I mean, you could light, but you can light candles whenever you want. But there's no more mitzvahs in Chanukah, and you can't light anymore. Okay, so that's already Machlikas. We saw in the Torah. The Torah is Chayuk on the Rambam. The Torah says that Shaila had to learn the Gemara. The Rashba learns the Gemara only means Ikar Mitzvah, the Chatchila, but the Maisa, the Torah says Mitzvah, the Rashba and the Torah say Mitzvah, Kol HaLayla, but the Eved could really light near Chanukah, and that's how we pass near Shulchan Aruch, but the Eved could light the whole night. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Ramah brings from Tosfos, that Ledidon, well, at least the way they were being Nahig, which was they were lighting inside, Baals were lighting inside anyway, says Tosfos, and the Ramah brings it, since we're lighting in anyway, and the whole there's no piercing for the outside anyway, so there's no tichla regal because we're not lighting for the regal, lighting for the bnei beis. Bechal there's no hakpada, so you bechal light whatever you want as long as the bnei beis are around. Kol makom toiv lizaher. It's not even clear if that toiv lizaher applies to us because Maisa the Bialacha says that toiv lizaher is based on the Torah, and the Torah said that since they used to light inside, they left the door open a little bit for people outside to see. Okay, so that's the shaila. So for those who are lighting inside, there's a tzad to say that bechal it's a lechatchila gomer to light even later. That's mitzad that we don't pass in the Rambam. That's mitzad that Meikar Halacha is like the Torah and Betzim, so we couldn't. So the chashash of lighting too late is not the end of the world. You see, you'll be yoytze Meikar Adin. And even Bedas HaRambam, who says that Bishaticha Regal, it's a problem. So this is the famous diuk of the Brisker Rav, that the Meis Lashon in the Rambam is, that Ticha Regal is kechetzi sha o yeser. Or a little bit more. So Dr. Brisker Rav, what the Rambam means to say is like, we've found later in Mefurish in the Ritva that was now newly published, and the Shtetin Ritva, that it's all tali. Tichah regal is not a din of a chetzi shah. The riff, the Gemara doesn't say chetzi shah anywhere. It's all the Rishonim. Rishonim said that was the zman of tichah regal. So zok diritz v'lehedya, and that's prescribed in the type from the Rambam. That's a kolafia inyan, a kolafia makom v'zman. And the mail of zmanenu, so they tie in a vada the tichah regal is much after half hour, after ashkia. It's still mamish in the middle of the day. The stores are still open, b'chal. The rabbi's still around. So when, how far does the taka go? So it's a shailo. So does it go for till 7:30, till when the store is closed, others tainu till later? Shaila had to be magda, what's the regal menashuk, what's the regal the rabbin? But others say until 10, 11 o'clock at night, and depends where you live, but in many places it's still. So it could be that lighting until much later, would it really be Beseder Gomer, even Lefishi Tzarambam? So Maisa to go a little bit later, L'chor is not such a problem. And if you're within Tichel Regal, so it's Mamish Beseder. And even if after that, so then we pass Kamekar, then it's okay. Afal Pikein, so L'chor, what was the Chazanish's Taino? Don't go, Maisa, since Maisa in Goyen state that there's Manishkiya, and you want to chaper and Chita Sagra, and Maisa, all the Rishonim say Chetzi Shah, it's not okay. We found the Ritva that says Tichel Regal goes later, we found a Diak in the Rambam, but Maisa. So Zok the Chazanish, let's chap around the Shita Sagra. So as long as you're within a half hour of Shkia, so then you'll still chap even the Shita of the Goyin, even the earliest Shita, as long as you're lighting 20 minutes after Shkia, you're still going to chap even the earliest Shita. And in terms of going too late, you certainly don't have a problem. Maisa, there is one Ha'ara, the Mishbro could be a little bit misleading. In Shulchan Aruch here it says you could light the whole night, b'diavad. And there's a Shaila. So Mishbro speaks about a Shaila, if you're B'nei Beis or awake, not awake, L'chatchila, there should be someone awake. Maisa, this firm now point out that for many people who light outside Bizmaneinu, that went back to Dina the Gemara to light outside, so then L'chor, you don't have the school of B'chal. Right? It's only when you're the whole svara of these mekilim, and it's clear from Mishabura that it's all if you're since we're lighting anyway from the inside, it's pierced in b'nei beis. You light the whole night, make sure to wake someone up. B'nei beis, so inside. But l'maisa, someone who lights outside and he misses this man of tichel regel, whatever this man is. Let's say it's 2 o'clock in the morning. That's clear. Yeah, there's no regel derabim in the shuk. So then the svarim point out already that l'chare you don't have this kula b'chlal and taka you can't light with bracha.
It's telling every person to decide for himself.
When the tichel regel is?
No. The Iker Hadlaka is inside or outside?
No, so I'm saying, let's say you light outside, Pasha. Let's say I light at the end of my chutzar outside. So
then 80% of people are the Iker Hadlaka is the people inside. You punk happen to be, it goes like
so
that.
So it depends where you're lighting. So no, I think so. I think the Eitz is in a Hanabi. If someone's coming back 2 o'clock in the morning, usually lights outside, and he wants to light now with a bracha, he should light inside, at least by a window where there will be piercing inside. But if you're not shafting any piercing for B'nei Beisai, so there's no makam in the Shonim Taka to light after the Chereg.
Do you have to share from 20 to 30?
So the Chazanish lit at Dafka at 20.
But if you want to try to map like him, you have to do 20 up to 30.
So let's see. So what, meaning up to 30?
To get the grah.
Yeah. I mean, you'll still chop right in the grah if that's 20 right. So I don't know if it was Dafka at 20 right, but it was Be'erach at 20. I guess to chop at least, right, meaning you want to chop as much of the grain as possible. Yeah, why 20 over 25, 26?
You want to get as close as you can to Shkia.
So this is the other Nakuda. So then you could go even later than 20, right? Right.
So I'm saying that's why you would want to err towards the 20 side and not 25.
Why?
Because the groin...
To chop the groin, right.
If the groin himself held it was 20 minutes earlier,
right.
You want to get as close
right.
to that as possible.
And also, nice, there is, it's, right, and there's also a shita, you're close to the taste of the groinim. Right, some svaradim lechatri light at 20, also the taste of the goyim. Some light 15, 20, 25, so you're also closer to as about a taste of the goyim. Okay, 25 is also shita's and taste of the goyim. Okay, so lemaisa, that's in terms of lighting too late. So what about the problem of lighting too early? That if we're going to light 20 minutes after Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, this man is not till much later. So lemaisa, halach lemaisa, the mechaber passing Maria Buav, that you could really make her then light me plaga mincha. So lemaisa, it's a shayla if this is l'kuli alma. Lemaisa, that's how we pass, and that's the mishabru and the place can take on, that's halach lemaisa. Lemaisa is not so posh. A lot of Rishonim and Mavur that before Shkia, you're not yoytzi, and the Meiri says it l'hegyo, that's the schemas of the Rambam. So lemaisa, la halacha, that's okay, but avad, you don't want to go too early. Elamai, there's a whole arichas here in the Bir Halacha, that he proves from the Rambam Lane, who's the big makar, says, ein makdimin, you're not allowed to be makdim, and that's the mashmos of the Rambam, is you light by plaga mincha, you're not yoytzi, even though we pass and you are. So lemaisa, the Bir Halacha is mechiach from Shabbos, that over there also is a halacha of ein makdimin. You can't light b'odehim gadol. He points out, the Bir Halacha proves that must mean you can't light b'odehim gadol when it's still mamish, the bright of the day. But behechrich on Shabbos, we say in makdima, but we light before Shkia because we can't be mechal Shabbos to light near the Shabbos. So lemaisa, so that's what he says. He says, even according to Beinu Tam, and even according to the Shitas that it says of Chavon later, as long as it's already starting to be machshech, and as long as it's ready, he says, 50 minutes, afilo yasser, it's already, as long as it's ready getting close to Tesek Kechavim, and it's not going to be a problem of Shaga B'tiara, then it's going to be okay, l'kul yam.
Even so if it's 4 o'clock?
Well, before plag is going to be, that's what the Mishavur calls, that's the Itzum Mishal Yen, that's it.
Before Beinu Tam's plag,
it's
only, let's say, yeah. 15 minutes before Shkia.
Yeah, I think it's even closer. I guess it depends on Shavuos Manias. But yeah, around Shkia time is around the plag of Beinu Tam. So yeah, stumble before plag of Beinu Tam would be a problem. But certainly I'm saying when the Chazanish comes and says light 20 minutes afterwards, we'll say, okay, but according to Beinu Tam, you're too early. Too early is a big problem. It's a chiddush. What? Oh, so you're in his plag. But I'm saying plag of Mincha Mais is a machlekes. Plag of Mincha, so we paskin, it's okay. But L'chayr, it's at least a big b'diyevid according to Beinu Tam. So Teretz says, L'fidus B'Alach, it's not even such a big b'diyevid. Because Tachas Maisa, that's what the hakpad of ein makdimin of not to go back earlier is all about when it's oydehim gadol. But at 20 minutes after Shkia, we clear see that it's starting to get dark already. It's kemat dark, you know.
It's better than Rabbeinu Tam's plag.
Right, exactly. It's much better than just Rabbeinu Tam's plag because it's already the beginning of the darkness. And okay, that's could be all part of the shaila. When is the taste of Rabbeinu Tam? Like we said, it could be really at 40 minutes. Right. So mele 20 minutes. That's the chayra. So someone doesn't have a specific minig to chop on to send it to.
You would put in enough oil for 30 minutes.
Yeah. So now lemaisa, because of the ritva, because of the tzad that tichel regel, certainly someone who's lighting outside or who's lighting in the window for the rabbin, certainly because of this tzad of the ritva, it's for sure gevaldige hider that someone should for sure put in enough oil whenever they light. That it should light for a long time. Zicher for a half hour after the 72 of Rabbeinu Tam, and Pashtus even for longer than that. So 7:30 at night, according to some, others hold till 10:30 at night. As long as there's a rabbin, depending on.
Like
yeah, but so the problem, the question is, that's just telling the Matthias. He's quoting the Rishonim. We're going with that Matthias. And the Matthias was that Lemaisa was only.
So Mishnah Berurah Paskin is not telling Matthias.
Well, no, I think they tiny he did. He was going on that Matthias. He was going on the Matthias, the Taka.
See, Amol. Matthias was the safe.
Yeah, because without the street lights and without the cars and without us, so that's it. Half after hour, everyone was scared of the list in Mechvesvas. But there's Manenu where it goes later. So Avada, Chol Makam, Chol Zman, someone should put enough to light that it should last well past Shkia, Tzvi Yisrael Beinu Tam.